Marion County Sheriff Matt Bale stops in for a few minutes on The Second Cup.
Good morning, Marion County. This is Marion County Sheriff Matt Bales coming to you with this month's Sheriff's Office report. And we will go right to our most wanted for the month. And our first most wanted is Matthew Henderson. He is a 31-year-old white male, 6'2", 165 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes. He is wanted for aggravated possession of drugs. Our second one is Eric Masterson. He is a 48-year-old white male. He is 6', 200 pounds, bald and blue. Blue eyes and bald. He is wanted for failure to comply, which means we had a pursuit with him and we're still looking for him. And our third one is Mark Thomas. He is a 33-year-old black male, 5'10", 295 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. And he is wanted for having weapons while under disability. You can look at pictures of these individuals on our Facebook page or our Sheriff's app. If you know where they might be or you've seen them around town or the county, you can contact us online at mariontips.org or you can call us at 740-382-8244 option 6 or 740-375-TIPS. That's 740-375-8477. If you've seen these people or you know where they might be, please give us a call and help us out. Look at the last month at the Sheriff's Office. On the 1st of May, we had basketball with the police department at the rec center to benefit the YMCA youth program. We did our senior checks every Tuesday. We also went to drug court on the 6th. We attended the drug-free Marion monthly meeting on the 5th. We went to the Kingston men's breakfast on the 6th also. And we went to Marion Towers for coffee with seniors on the 8th. We had our basketball for youth tour in Prospect on the 13th. That was very well attended. On the 18th, we had our Pleasant Water Day for elementary kids. We went to the Boomer Senior Expo at Kingston on the 22nd. On the 26th, we went to Pleasant's Field Day for elementary kids. 17th, we were at the Waldo Memorial Day Parade, and we also went and participated in the Prospect Memorial Day Parade on the 25th. On the 20th, we had our police memorial ceremony at Marion Cemetery. And then afterwards, we had a very nice awards lunch to honor those officers from both the Marion Police Department and the Marion County Sheriff's Office for special things that they did throughout last year that got them awards. On the 29th, we did our torch run that benefits Special Olympics. That was a very nice run that we had from the police department out to the sheriff's office. We had a lot of people participate. It's something that's close to my heart. I try to do it every year. So far this month, we had our senior checks again on Tuesday. We had attended the drug-free Marion meeting on the 2nd, Kingston Men's Breakfast on the 3rd again. Once again, we were in drug court on the 3rd. Yesterday, we were at Marion Towers for coffee with seniors. Today, we have our first annual family-friendly disc golf event at OSU Marion. Should be a very fun event, playing disc golf out there. On the 9th, we are doing a dementia peer support meeting at the sheriff's office. On the 12th, we are at Marion Towers again with coffee with seniors. The 13th, we are going to be at the Oorang Bang for the parade, and also we'll be doing child IDs out there in LaRue. Our basketball tour for youth is going to be in Green Camp this month on the 17th. Coffee with seniors again on the 19th. The 28th will be the first day of the Marion County Fair this year. The fair is actually one day longer this year than what it was in the past. It'll be going from Sunday to Saturday, since the 4th is on Saturday. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. One extra thing that I'm doing this month is I'm going to Omaha, Nebraska today to attend the National Sheriff's Association Summer Training Conference. One big thing we're going to have out there is our victims assistance program is getting the National Sheriff's Association Victims Advocate Group of the Year. That's a very big award for us. It's a national award, and that pretty much makes our Sheriff's Office Victims Assistance Group the gold standard for what other victims assistance groups are looking to achieve for their agencies around the country. I'm very proud of the people that we have here, and it's something really to be proud of, not only from the Sheriff's Office, but you know, when you get an award like that on a national level, the whole county can be proud of something like that. Courtney Rittenauer also is going out there to accept the award, and she and I are going to be addressing the Domestic Violence and Victims Advocate Committee for the National Sheriff's Association out there and doing a 20-minute presentation on what we do here in Marion, Ohio as a victims advocacy group. And a few things they really wanted to hear about were our Homicide Victims Memorial Garden that we opened up this past year. And they also wanted to hear about the Remember My Name campaign that Courtney and the Victims Advocate people launched a couple years ago, which was a card with victims of domestic violence homicides. Their stories were told on the card with their pictures and everything for them to be always remembered here in Marion County. Those are two things they really wanted to hear from us about at the conference, and we're looking forward to going out there. This has been Sheriff Matt Bales. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good month.
Amber Cronin with the Adam H. Board.
Hi, everyone. It's Amber Cronin, Outreach Manager for the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Adam H. Board. As summer gets underway, we're excited to be out in the community, connecting with families and sharing information about mental health, prevention, recovery, and local resources. We'd like to invite you to stop by and see us at several upcoming community events this June. On Wednesday, June 10th, we'll be participating in the Family Resource Fair at Shines Art Park in Bucyrus from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This free, family-friendly event will feature community resources, children's activities, food, and a family movie night featuring the Minecraft movie. It's a fun way for families to learn about services available in the community while enjoying an evening together. We'll have information and resources available and would love to connect with you there. Next, join us at the 10th Annual Latino Health Fair on Sunday, June 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. at St. Mary Catholic Church, located at 251 North Main Street in Marion. This event brings together organizations and community members to share valuable health and wellness information with Marion's Latino community. We are honored to participate and provide information about mental health services and supports available throughout Crawford and Marion counties. We'll wrap up the month at Third Thursday in downtown Marion on June 18th from 4 to 9 p.m. This community-centered event features live music, food trucks, artisan vendors, local businesses, and activities for the entire family. Third Thursday has become a popular summer tradition, and we're excited to once again be part of it. If you're attending, stop by our booth to learn more about local mental health and recovery resources. June is full of opportunities to connect with your community, support local events, and learn about resources available to you and your family. We hope you'll stop by and visit us at one or more of these events. This is Amber Cronin with the Crawford Marion Adam H. Board. Thanks for tuning in to the Second Cup News Magazine. And remember, help is here, hope is real, and no one has to face life's challenges alone.
We'll be right back with more of the Second Cup after this from our sponsor and the weather.
Pillar Credit Union believes in banking local because we are local. For 65 years, we've been proud to invest right here, supporting youth sports, school theater, STEM programs, and the fairs and festivals we all love. At Pillar, you're not just opening an account, you're strengthening our community and earning more in your checking and savings. Bank smart with a credit union, Pillar Credit Union, We're in this together. Banking built around you. Insured by NCUA.
Wyandotte County Humane Society's Paws Fest will be June 7th from noon to 4. It's our annual fun day and dog walk with vendors, contests, raffles, and demonstrations. It's at Harrison Smith Park in Upper Sandusky. Bring your dog, or you can walk one of ours that's available for adoption. Everyone is invited. A donation of cat food or litter is appreciated. Wyandotte County Humane Society Paws Fest, annual dog walk and fun day June 7th from noon to 4 at Harrison Smith Park in Upper Sandusky.
In your second cup forecast, we start out the day all right, but it's not going to end that way. Partly cloudy skies, a little more humidity today, and 84 for the afternoon high. This afternoon and this evening, we expect rain and thunderstorms. Those thunderstorms will probably last till around 11 p.m., and overnight low will be about 66. Sunday calls for partly sunny and 84. On Monday, partly sunny and 86. There's your second cup forecast from WZMO.
Joining us today is Kevin Davidson from the Marion County Commissioner's Office.
Good morning again. This is your Marion County Commissioner, Kevin Davidson. Sunday, June 14th is Flag Day. This is a day that commemorates the adoption of the official flag of the United States of America. It was passed by the Second Continental Congress on June 14th, 1777. It had been unofficially celebrated for decades until it was passed by Congress and signed into law by President Harry S. Truman in 1949. So fly Old Glory, the Stars and Stripes, or the Red, White, and Blue high. If you have not made summer plans yet, there's a lot going on in our county. Next week, on June 14th and 15th, there's the Oorang Bang in the village of LaRue in western Marion County. A fun family street festival, and this year is actually moving back downtown to the village streets. And you have the Prospect Village July 4th festival in their park in southern Marion County. Another fun family one-day festival with their famous chicken dinner and, of course, fireworks. Our Marion County Fair will be held this year from June 28th through Saturday, July 4th at the county fairgrounds. All your favorite fair foods, games, animals, exhibitors, and rides will be there, as well as fireworks on the 4th. Later in July, on the 17th, there will be a community picnic from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the grounds of the Harding Presidential Sites. Please go to that website, hardingpresidentialsites.org. That's hardingpresidentialsites.org, and look for the news events section for all the information. And I would suggest Googling any of the other events that I mentioned for schedules and more information and times. I've only highlighted a few things, but there are a lot more fun events, so go out and find something that you will enjoy. As a reminder, if you have any questions or concerns for us here at the Commissioner's Office, please call us at 740-223-4001. That is 740-223-4001, and you can ask for Shelby. Thanks again, and as always, remember, until next time, we are Marion.
Jody Cooper from the Marion Public Library.
Summer reading has officially kicked off at Marion Public Library. This year, we're inviting readers of all ages to dig into great books and unearth a story. Summer reading is a fun way to explore new worlds, discover new interests, and keep learning while school is out. It's also a great way to help prevent the summer slide, the learning loss that can happen when students stop reading during the summer months. Through our partnership with Let's Read 20, we encourage families to read together for just 20 minutes each day. Those 20 minutes help build vocabulary, strengthen reading skills, and foster a lifelong love of books. Whether you're a child, teen, or adult, something exciting is waiting for you at the library. Kids can unleash their creativity during Adventure Authors on June 8th, creating stories of their own. Teens can embrace their artistic side with Bad Art on June 11th. Adults can explore history with Revolutionary Resources on June 10th, or get creative with junk journaling on June 13th. We're also excited to welcome best-selling author Allegra Goodman to the library on June 18th at 6:30 p.m. Join us as she shares her writing journey and the stories behind her acclaimed novels. You can learn more about summer reading, upcoming programs, and special events at marianlibrary.org. We can't wait to see you at the library.
On the Second Cup today is Morgan Schwartz from the Palace Theater.
Good morning from all of us at the Marian Palace Theater. This is Morgan Schwartz with an update on coming events. Looking for the perfect family outing this summer? We have just the thing. Puppy Pals Live is coming to the Marian Palace Theater on Sunday, June 21st at 2 p.m. This high-energy stunt dog show stars a cast of rescued pups who have gone from shelters to center stage. Led by fan-favorite trainer Wesley Williams, these talented dogs race through obstacle courses, perform incredible tricks, and keep audiences laughing with plenty of surprises along the way. Best of all, it's not just a show you watch, it's a show you're part of, with audience participation and nonstop fun for dog lovers of all ages. Tickets are $25 for adults and $12 for children, and $2 from every ticket sold will be donated to the Marion Area Humane Society. And while you're planning your visit, don't forget that our brand new 2026-27 season is now on sale. We're excited to welcome legendary country artist Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives, country music favorite Sarah Evans, the wildly entertaining Here Come the Mummies, family favorite the Lori Berkner Band, and many more incredible concerts and productions throughout the year. For tickets and a complete look at our new season, visit marianpalace.org, call the box office at 740-383-2101, or stop by 276 West Center Street in downtown Marion. There's something for everyone at the Marion Palace Theater, and we can't wait to welcome you.
Marion in a Moment with Grant Powell.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment. For over half a century, there was in downtown Marion a variety store which many of you will affectionately recall, Snow's Racket Store. Racket Store was a New England term which meant variety store. B.J. Snow, while working in Toledo for the W.L. Milner Company, heard that W.B. Davini store in Marion was for sale. Snow purchased the store and opened it as Snow's Racket Store on October 13, 1911, at 123 South Main Street. As might be expected of a variety store, one could buy a broad range of items there. Flower pots, garden seeds, candy, work gloves, screen wire, ladies' cotton hose, kerosene lamps, stovepipes, knitting and crocheting supplies, crocs, mouse traps, just to name a few items. Jelly beans and peanuts were sold for 10 cents a pound. Peanuts were brought by the barrel from a peanut butter factory in Columbus. When the peanut butter factory burned, the peanut delivery ended too. Little of the store's character changed for many years. The floor was bare wood. Heat came from a pot-bellied stove. The glass candy case and counters were part of the familiarity of the store. One of the few changes since 1911 was the replacement of the gas lights with electric illumination. Even after its closing, the store was still easily recognized by many who had shopped there. In 1962, after 51 years as owner and manager, B.J. Snow passed his legacy to his son, Ted, who continued the operation with his son, Tom. Eventually, the business closed, and the building was razed to make room for a parking lot. Another business had become only a memory. This has been Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment.
Here's the last word of our show today with Tom Kennedy.
Well, that was a full show this morning. We may have severe weather this afternoon and into the evening. Stay with WZMO. I will be on the weather desk today. If the weather gets too obnoxious, I may be under the weather desk. I'm going to make an attempt to take my Golden Retriever up to the Paws Fest Sunday at Harrison Smith Park in Upper Sandusky. He came to me originally as a rescue from Linda at the Wyandotte County Humane Society. As you may remember, a few years ago, I told you of his obedience training. He got the certificate for least improved. He is, though, the happiest and most loving dog I've ever had. But if you're up there Sunday, you'll spot us, the guy with the ADHD dog. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.